Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
When the age or the purpose of the age is fulfilled, when it's time for the clock to say, all right, it's time, I'm done. There's going to be a time when the last tick of the clock will happen. Praise God. Lord, you can do it today if your plan is done, but I believe it's still ticking. Okay? When the times reach their fulfillment, to do what? To bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth unto Christ. I'll tell you what, he has absolutely been given the job, as 1 Corinthians 15 we referred to said, to reign until all enemies under his feet. What's the last enemy, by the way? Death. When is death conquered, finally? He talks later in that passage about a trumpet. Which trumpet? It's the last trumpet, isn't it? No trumpets after that one. What's happening when that last trumpet sounds? Christ is coming. He is gathering his people to himself. Everyone who knows him, these bodies will, if you're still here, this body's going to be changed. It won't be like the one that you're suffering with now and dealing with. All the stuff that we put up with, that will be gone. A trumpet will sound. We will be changed. We will shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father, as it says in other places. At the last trump, the last enemy will be destroyed. Boy, that's a fresh reminder that that's when things end. It's just like it was in history. When the time comes for God to gather his people out, there's no purpose left down here. I'll tell you what. One of the really bad things about some of the teaching, and I don't want to just get off into this, but I want to say this much. There's a lot of teaching that suggests that Christ is going to come and all of his believers are going to vanish into thin air and life will go on. And one of the evil parts of that, implications of that, is there will be a second chance. People can hang around and not accept Jesus, as they like to put it, and they won't go in the rapture, so-called. But then, don't worry, you can wait and find out, and then you can get saved. How many think there's going to be a second chance? You'll have exactly the same chance as the people in Noah's day. They're either in or they're out. I'll tell you, people are on two different roads, two different destinies. I'll tell you, we need the Lord, don't we? But I just want to issue a word of warning to anybody that's hesitating. You don't know when the last voice that speaks to you will come. What does the Scripture say? When is the day of salvation? Today is the day of salvation. I wonder how many people have had God speak to their hearts and they know it down deep. And they found a way to sidestep it and push it away and say, not now. Yes, Lord, but not now. And they reach that point where that voice stops calling. Their hearts have gotten hard. I'll tell you, we need to enter this year with a sense that God's clock is ticking. And if he is speaking to someone's heart that has never surrendered, what are you waiting for? How do you know that you'll ever hear that voice again? There's not a thing that can happen that can change God's purpose from being carried out. Everything that has been corrupted by sin will perish and perish forever. That's what's at stake. You know, a lot of times the gospel is called an invitation. It's not an invitation, it's an ultimatum, a loving one. It's a loving ultimatum. And it's repent or perish. And I know God's heart is calling in this hour. We are seeing, how many times have we referred to this? We are seeing the craziness of things that people that, how can they think that? How can they stand for that or actually believe that? And then we see these incredible crimes where people just are taken over and they do something that's unthinkable and they come to, I don't even remember that. Yeah, sure. You opened yourself up and your whole being was taken over by a wicked spirits that hate you and hate everybody. And they will use you to do unspeakable things if you hand over your life to them. I want my life to belong to Him. I want Him to be the one living on the inside and changing me. Oh my God, there's a, what a destiny we have. But there's a clock ticking. I don't know when it's going to happen. God hasn't told me. Don't believe if somebody comes along and says, I know when it's going to happen. No, you don't. Jesus doesn't even know. But God is getting a people ready, and this year is going to be part of that. I don't know how many times I've said this, that, you know, a lot of people will look at the way things have happened. There's certainly one group of people that said, oh, praise God, now things are right again. We're going to go forward, and things are going to be better. I hope so. But God's purpose is not to save America. I thank God for allowing me to live in such a place. I believe we need to be good citizens. I believe we need to pray for our leaders. I believe we need to be a light in this place and stand for things that honor God. But God's purpose is not to save America. We see throughout history, nations rise and fall. What if that happens here? Are we going to go on and serve the Lord, or is it going to say, oh, wait a minute. Is your happiness and your sense of purpose in life married to anything in this world, in this society, in this way of life? We're going to need a lot of grace, aren't we? But we're going to have a certainty of purpose that goes beyond any earthly value. It's not, you know, is my life comfortable? Do I have this? Do I have that? We've gotten so used to it. The danger is going to sleep spiritually. I don't want to do that. God help us. I believe He is, don't you? I believe He has a people, and I believe He's going to get us through. That's the glorious thing. We're not dependent on what happens in Washington or what happens in the United Nations or the untied nations or this war or that war or the economy or all those things. Our welfare is dependent entirely upon Jesus Christ, who reigns, a God who knows my name and loves me and you, a God who is working out a purpose, who has given His Son the job of performing a work. How long is He going to do that, by the way? Until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank God. Because I need some work, don't you? Anybody here needs some work? Well, guess what? That's what's going to happen this coming year. Get ready. Get ready to say thank you, Lord. And Lord, do your thing. Do whatever I need. I know that I need more in my life. I need you to help me. I need you to set me free. I need you, we heard it last week, I need you to search out the roots that are in here that keep springing up and keep causing me trouble. Help me, Lord. Open my eyes and help me, make me willing to do your will, because apart from your grace, I'm not. My natural inclination is just to follow my human nature and try to carve out a life for me in this world. And I tell you, we need the Lord, don't we, as never before. Thank God. I was thinking of, praise the Lord, I think I'm rambling in a sense, and yet I believe the Lord wants us to think of all of these things. In Luke chapter 21, I think it is, I'm not going to go through a lot of that, but he talks about all the terrible things that are going to happen. and not to be worried, not to be anxious, not to be fearful. Suppose things really went sideways in this country and everything came crashing down and we were struggling just to get along every day, get up in the morning and feel safe or have something to eat. Would you still serve the Lord? I heard some yeses, that's good, but I tell you, that's a sobering thought, isn't it? Do you know that's what it's like for some people in this world? They come to my mind and my heart, I hope they do to you. Lord, help my brothers and sisters. Help me not to get so immersed in life here and how it is for me that I think this is normal. This is very abnormal. What we are experiencing is not normal history. We have been blessed in a natural sense. I'm thankful for it. I'm going to be a good citizen as long as they don't tell me to do something that God hates. I'm not going to be a rebel. But I'll tell you, my hope isn't here. I don't know what's going to happen. You still got forces that are going like this at each other, and they're going to try to fight and fight and fight to the death. Never give up. I'm glad I have one. I serve one who's on the throne. Whichever way it goes, he's going to use it to fulfill his purpose and to gather a people out of this world. I want to be tuned into that. But anyway, so suppose you see things that are rough. Jesus was talking about all the terrible things that were about to happen to the nation. In verse 28 of Luke 21, he says, when these things begin to take place, stand up. Lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing nigh. If things really go south or sideways or however you want to put it in this world and in our society, in our experience, what do? Get discouraged. Lift up. Lord, you're still on the throne. You haven't forgotten me. You're going to give me the strength to stand and to do whatever I need to do and not to get so bogged down and so self-focused that that's all I'm thinking about. But Lord, help me to be your child in this particular circumstance. Verse 34, be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. He's talking to his disciples here. How easy it is for us in one sense or another to get so caught up and that day close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all, it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. It will come. People don't realize it. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Is that his will? Is that his purpose? Absolutely. We can pray that with confidence. God, you know I can't do this on my own. You know I don't have what it takes to stand in this hour and with the difficulties of this world. But if you allow it, if you bring me to it, as the saying goes, you'll bring me through it.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.